Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Wow, CNN had to retract a big story on Russia, Trump tweeted, with three employees forced to resign. What about all the other phony stories they do? Fake news, exclamation point, Trump tweeted. He added later, quote, fake news, CNN is looking at big management changes now that they got falsely... They got caught falsely pushing their phony Russian stories. Ratings way down! Exclamation point. Another Trump tweet. The Post says, in fact, CNN isn't looking at big management changes, according to senior executives at the network. But Trump, long resistant to admitting his own falsehoods, is unlikely to correct his tweet anytime soon. Blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, the Scaramucci story was another ill-timed setback for CNN, which, like other news organizations, is under intense scrutiny from Trump and his supporters. Maybe you've earned that scrutiny. The highly charged environment has led CNN Chairman Jeff Zucker to stress internally the need to play error-free ball in reporting on Trump. Then there's more of this. And the Washington Post story cites this. Among its other high-profile debacles over the past month, HCNN fired comedian Kathy Griffin, who co-hosted its New Year's Eve program, after she took part in a photo shoot in which she posed with a bloody facsimile of Trump's beheaded head. It corrected a story that wrongly predicted what former FBI Director James Comey would say about Trump in his congressional testimony. Remember? We had Comey's testimony before Comey even gave it, according to CNN. Only problem was, that's not what Comey said. And then finally, it canceled this new series that we reported on and talked about back in January called Believer. Should have been called Deceiver. Because if you believe in the things on that show, then you believe in the great deceiver. And fired host Reza Aslan after he described Trump in vulgar terms on Twitter. Let me tell you something. Again, let's go back to the premise of this hour. If you want to see what a post-Christian society looks like, look around. You pat yourself on the back and congratulate yourself. Nice job. This is what it looks like, folks. This is as good as it's going to get for the time being. Lies, corruption, deceit, and yes, demonic possessions. They abound. The demons are having a freaking field day. If you watched the LSU Tigers get walloped last night by the Florida baseball Gators, the Tigers are us, the Gators are the demons. Somebody's going like, dude, why are you assaulting my Gators? That's just a metaphor, kind of. 844-527-8723 is the call-in line telephone number. Let me give it to you in the correct order. Please call me. I'd love to talk to you about all this. Call 844-527-8723. Now, let's tie some of this together. So the Washington Compost, let me finish the story about Reza Aslan and this Believer show. Do you remember what the first episode of the Believer show, what the subject was? Now, you got to remember, according to the heretical sect of people, among which we live. All religions are created equal. Just ask Bernie Sanders. There's no difference from Christianity to Judaism to Islam to Santeria to Buddhism to cannibalism or anything else. So, that's just what you happen to believe. Now, I understand that. But there are people who live in this country who are not in the majority religion. I understand you're a Christian, Mr. Vaught. Sanders thundered. That's coming up in a minute. Let's tie all this together. Reza Aslan profiled some, I'm trying to remember if it was African or Asian. When it was a tribe that believed that their path to heaven, what they called heaven, was beaten and went through the consumption of human brains. He even ate some in front of the camera and talked about how good they were. While the shaman next to him was calling upon the demons that most certainly were abundantly present to assist Aslan in his apostasy, they were only too happy to comply. Don't watch this garbage, folks. Just don't watch it. This is the man that went into a commune of sorts where there was all manner of sodomy and every other Hades-forsaken sex act going on. And that was presented as an alternative belief. You can't, I can't make this stuff up. Now, if you've been following any of this, and perhaps maybe you've even unfortunately stumbled upon the HCNN in the last couple of years, certainly since the Trump candidacy, it would not be hard to conclude that something was amiss there and that something evil was afoot. Well, look, if you flirt around with demonic forces and if you flirt around with the kind of evil that the Clinton News Network has flirted around with, there's a very good chance that the evil's going to go, hey, you want to be a partner? I'm all in. And now so are you. This isn't hard. Wait, what am I hearing? This isn't hard to predict, folks. Not hard to predict the outcome of this. What's surprising is that people are surprised by this. Now, I haven't even given you the cherry on top yet. So you got television shows that the network is greenlighting about eating human brains and about that being a equal religion to Christianity. Okay, if God's not angry enough yet, you have stories that purport to show that the president of the United States is a corrupt tyrant who has been planning this Manchurian presidency since, oh, I don't know, he was 9 years old. That's not true. You have all of the, you have the hopping in bed with the abortion industry via the nonstop, never-ending promotion of the Nephilim spawn of Margaret Sanger and Satan himself that comes to us in the alleged persona of Mrs. Hillary Rotten Clinton. If all of these deeds don't add up to a ginormous, smoldering mound of demon, I don't know what does. What do you think is going to come out of this? Deceit, lies, corruption, lack of ethics? Wait. You get to watch this now. You can turn it on. That's what a post Christian society media outlet looks like. That's it. You don't have to go looking for it. You don't have to imagine it. You don't have to dream. It can't get any worse than this, other than unless they just went porno news, which don't put it past them. That's what it looks like. Now, the Washington Post is going on the assumption that the vagabond, diabolical thieves and liars at the Clinton News Network aren't vagabond, diabolical thieves, and liars. And that the story that was concocted the other day that, oh no, we resigned over the Russia story. They're going on the assumption that the Clinton News Network was saying this on the up and up.
Were they? Maybe not.
Maybe not. This is just being published on the New York Post website. Probably didn't make the print editions in time. Here's what actually happened. Now, this is why I started off with talking about ethics. Those of you that think that ethics aren't, or the lack of Christian ethics, that they aren't responsible for this, consider. New York Post headline. Just up. HCNN, emphasis mine, faced $100 million lawsuit over a botched Russia story. The specter of a $100 million libel lawsuit scared the HCNN into retracting a poorly reported story that slimed an ally of President Trump's and forcing out the staffers responsible for it, the Post has learned. So in other words, the fake news story and then the fake resignation of the reporters, none of it was true. They can't even tell the truth about why the three journalists, quote, journalists, close quote, left HCNN. Now, if you're not convinced at this point that something evil, there was an Orson Welles movie in the early 1960s. When it was filmed, the studio said it was in the theaters for like 3 months, and they put it on the shelf. Studio said it was awful. Had Charlton Heston in it. Something Wicked This Way Comes, or something to that effect. I'm trying to remember the name of it. It had something to do with evil. That's a great title for a biopic about CNN. And what's going on there. Now, why does this matter? I'll tell you why it matters. Go into any airport today. If you're going to fly this morning, what are you going to see on the airport television news monitors? What are you going to see? Very good chance, if not a certainty, you're going to see Clinton News Network.
The biggest name in news.
You're not going to see Celeste Youngblood delivering truth from the Crusade Channel News Desk. That's not going to happen. They're not going to play Church Militant video news roundups. That's not going to happen. You might see HLN, that's headline news. It comes from the same outfit, though. That's CNN's headline news. Not that Fox News is much better, but you're not going to see Fox News. You may see it played at a bar somewhere. In an airport, it's ubiquitous. As a matter of fact, I don't think anyone actually watches CNN voluntarily anymore. If they weren't on in Starbucks, or in $4, if they weren't on in airports, who would watch them? Ethics, dude. Just like 8-year-olds, dude. Ethics, dude. Lack of ethics. The cable news, the cable network, listen to this, the Post story. The cable network's coverage of Trump transition team member Anthony Scaramucci came amid federal scrutiny of corporate parent Time Warner's pending purchase by AT&T. Which, by the by, you see the monopolies forming in here? AT&T has already purchased DirecTV. That's how you get most satellite television. As a matter of fact, Dish Network remains the only alternative, basically, to AT&T-delivered media products. That's as dangerous as Amazon gobbling up retail
sales of food. Time Warner's pending purchase by AT&T and the widespread belief among media executives that CNN President Jeff Zucker can't survive a merger. CNN immediately caved after Scaramucci, a financier and frequent network guest, cried foul and threatened to take legal action, sources said Tuesday. Scaramucci got an unusual, and again, this is New York Post reporting, Scaramucci got an unusual apology, but still hired a top Manhattan lawyer to put further pressure on the Clinton on HCNN and, quote, look after his interest in this matter, close quote, one source said. Again, despise sourcing. But it does help to flesh out the point. Sources also said the three journalists responsible for the retracted story, reporter Tom Frank, editor Eric Lichtblau, and Lex Harris, who headed the CNN Investigates unit, were urged to resign. They called them in and said they paid out their contracts, but they should leave immediately, one source said. Zucker was afraid of facing a high-profile suit from Scaramucci, while the Injustice Department weighs the proposed $85.4 billion merger. Meanwhile, a CNN, listen to this. This is what got my attention. Meanwhile, a CNN insider said staffers are furious at having, quote, lost the moral high ground because of this story. Close quote. What moral high ground do Hillary's helpers possibly have? This is how deluded these people are. Moral high ground? Hey, Minter Theana, Minter Church, I know where their moral high ground is. Why don't you tell me where their moral high ground is, hair lip man? Their moral high ground is at the top of a hill right outside of the gates of Jerusalem. Perhaps you've heard of it. It's called Golgotha. Which, from the Hebrew, Craig Silverman, is Hill of the Skulls or Mount of the Skulls, something to that effect. Moral high ground. I mean, if that doesn't give you a butt-gusting laugh, I don't know what does. She thinks it's hysterical. So do I. Moral high ground. I don't even know what to say to that. I really don't. But I can think of someone who may have something to say to that.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.